The world's largest melter, designed to solidify nuclear waste, is now up and running at the Hanford site. Correspondent Lauren Patterson has more.
The Department of Energy contracted with Bechtel National, and construction on the vitrification plant has been 20 years in the making. Suzanne Dahl is the section manager of tank waste treatment at the Washington State Department of Ecology. She says transforming it into glass will make it easier to store.
You know, as the waste sits in the tanks right now, it has the potential to leak to the ground or to get out of those tanks. And so getting it solidified and immobilized in a good way is what's going to protect the environment and human health as well.
The new plant is designed to process low-activity waste. Construction is currently underway on an additional plant to process high-activity waste. I'm Lauren Patterson, reporting.